Journal therapy is a rich and diverse field that has been nurtured by different approaches and schools of thought over time. This panorama reflects the creativity of practitioners who have adapted writing to a variety of contexts and audiences, all while preserving its therapeutic essence. Here are some of the main approaches that have shaped the history of journal therapy. The School of Morning Pages by Julia Cameron is one of the most well-known and practiced. Presented in her bestseller, The Artist's Way, this approach consists of writing 3 pages by hand each morning, without thinking or proofreading. The goal is to free the flow of one's consciousness, connect with creativity, and clarify one's thoughts and emotions. Cameron sees in this practice a powerful way to unlock one's artistic potential and cultivate a more authentic relationship with oneself. The Prageoff Intensive Journal Method, developed by Ira Prageoff in the 60s, offers a very structured protocol for self-exploration through writing. The journal is divided into several sections, each corresponding to a facet of experience: life dialogues, daydreaming, childhood, work, spirituality. Guided exercises invite deep exploration of these different dimensions to better understand oneself, resolve internal conflicts, and actualize one's potential. This approach, usually practiced in intensive workshops, aims for a genuine quest for meaning and life direction. James Pennebaker, with his method Writing to Heal, focused on the therapeutic virtues of expressive writing. His protocols encourage writing for 15 to 20 minutes a day about a stressful or traumatic experience, opening up to deep emotions and thoughts. The goal is to put words to pain, make sense of one's experiences, and reduce negative emotional burden. This approach, validated by extensive scientific research, is particularly suitable for overcoming challenges and promoting resilience. Other approaches have developed, each with their specificities. Writing Down the Bones by Natalie Goldberg emphasizes spontaneous and embodied writing, rooted in the present moment and sensations. The New Diary by Tristein Rainer explores different narrative techniques to make the diary a tool for self-knowledge and creative problem-solving. Life's Companion by Christina Baldwin addresses the spiritual dimension of writing as a path to awakening and connection to the sacred within. Beyond these classic approaches, many practitioners have adapted journal therapy to specific contexts and audiences. Therefore, variations can be found in the field of education, the learning journal, personal and professional development, the logbook, the gratitude journal, support for illnesses and grief, creativity and art therapy. This diversity attests to the richness and adaptability of this tool, which can serve a wide range of intentions and needs. Each approach brings its own color and specific support points, but all converge in the conviction that writing is a powerful lever for inner transformation and self-actualization. As Kathleen Adams points out, there is not only one right way to keep a therapeutic journal. The best approach is the one that resonates with you, inspires you, and helps you grow. The challenge for the journal therapy coach is to know this palette of approaches so they can draw from it creatively and fittingly, best supporting each person in their unique journey. This involves not being trapped in a dogmatic approach, but being attentive to the needs and aspirations of everyone. For example, some will be attracted to very structured protocols like the Prageoff method, while others will prefer freer, more spontaneous writing like Natalie Goldberg. Some will need long-term support, while others need an occasional push to get started. The art of the journal therapy coach is to know how to navigate between these different approaches with flexibility and discernment, in service of each person's unique growth. It is by cultivating this expert palette and this creative adaptability that they will truly make writing a tool for fulfillment and transformation serving the greatest number. He points, journal therapy has been nourished by different approaches and schools of thought, reflecting the creativity of practitioners who've adapted writing to various contexts and publics. Julia Cameron's Morning Pages aim to free the flow of consciousness and unlock creativity through free morning writing. The Prageoff Intensive Journal Method offers a structured protocol for self-exploration through various facets of experience. James Pennebaker's Writing to Heal Method focuses on expressive writing about difficult experiences to reduce their emotional burden. Other approaches emphasize embodied writing, Natalie Goldberg, narrative techniques, Tristein Rainer, or the spiritual dimension, Christina Baldwin. Journal therapy has been adapted to specific contexts, education, personal development, therapeutic support, creativity. This diversity showcases the richness and adaptability of this tool, for inner transformation for each person. The role of the journal therapy coach is to master this array of approaches in order to creatively adapt to the unique needs and aspirations of each person.